This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi, we're in Kalem Yud Gimel Beis. Today, Yud Gimel Beis and Yud Gimel Gimel. Yogav through Yogag. Yesterday, we did three. It was a three-day. Let's take us back to Yud Beis Zion. Let's start from there. Yud Beis Zion. Okay, let's go. All about metal Kalem, everybody. We learned that if a coin is no longer valid and they want to use it, and he says, let me use it for now for my daughter's necklace. And he does something, and he makes like a hole in it, whatever he does, then avad is mekabel tuma, but a coin is not mekabel tuma, a coin does not have a shimush. If you have a coin that became pasul, and he says, let me now use it to weigh, that's now going to make mekabel tuma. If a coin, a selah, if it goes less than 50%, then people might confuse it with a shekel, and then you cannot keep it. You have to cut it up. So we basically said if it's 50% exactly, you're fine. If it's 40%, it's no good. And we also it's 90%, it's no good because people confuse it with a selah. Ches, the ular, which is some sort of scissors. We have a lot of types of scissors out here. I don't know the difference between all of them.
This is metal scissors.
Metal scissors. They used to cut the quill. Kulmus, the quill. Metal quill, obviously. Mituteles, what was that again? The plum. Yeah, that was the plum. Mishkal is the metal weights. Kurim, and what the kurim was that you crush olives. Metal. Kan and kana, different things to score lines. The ruler and the tray, the tablet, the board, to score lines in paper. All these things are tame, yes. Golme kli, eights, unfinished wooden kalim are tame, yes. They're usable as is, even though they're not finished, except for the eshkeroya type of, what type of cedar, I think it was. These things are maybe very nice, and you wouldn't use them without beautifying them, or perhaps they're just, they have a hard bark or something. Okay. That Yehuda says the branch of the olive tree is tahira. Yes. Until you do shalika. The branch of the olive tree is tahira until you shalika, until you heat it up enough to get out the sap. Until then, it's not really usable. Again, we were discussing metal here, so like, it's what it would get in here all of a sudden. That's interesting thing to think about. It has to be mekabel tuma. It has to have a container. We didn't talk that much about wood. We spoke mostly about earthenware and metal. Wood, it's come up, but it wasn't discussed extensively. Okay, more metal kalim. The scythe, the sword. The sock and the knife, the pigyon and the dagger, the remach, the spear, the hand sickle, the big sickle, one is smooth, one is jagged. The shchar, what's the shchar? It's a small scissors.
Trimming scissors.
Zug shel tzaparim, large scissors. All these things that became split or tummy because each half is now usable by the scissors. We understand there's two blades, but even by the dagger or by the knife, we say it's split widthwise. Rabbi says, no, the part that's closest to the handle is tame, that's still usable. The part that's closest to the top is tar, because it's not usable. You don't have a handle, you would hurt yourself. If you have a scissors that's used for women's hair that's split into two parts, Yehuda says tame, and the Chum say tar. What's the machlaikas? Oh, this is not scissors. Sorry, take that back. It's tweezers. Yehuda says, Chum say tar. What are you going to do with one half of tweezers? Yehuda says tame. Okay. Kloy grifoin. What is a kloy grifoin? This is used for baking and roasting. One side is a wide, nice spoon. Use that to sweep the coals. The other side is nice, large teeth that you stick into bread or into meat. So one became broke. You could use the other side. Kapo. You lost the kapo, the spoon type. Tamebishina has the teeth. You lose the teeth. Tamebishim kapo, because you have the kapo, you have the spoon. Michal. This is used for a woman to put eye makeup in. It's talked about all over Shas. One side is a little needle to put in the eye makeup. And the other is a spoon. What do they do with the spoon? To clean out your ears. Okay, no Q-tips. All right. Shnital kaf, you took off the spoon, tamine zachar, you still have the needle. Nital zachar, you lost the zachar, the needle, tamine kaf, you still have the kaf. Mechtev, machtev, what's a machtev? used to write into wax. One side was a needle, other side was like a wider thing used to erase. Nital, because you take off the writing part. You still have the eraser. Nital, you take off the eraser. You still have the kaisiv. You still have the other half. Still have the kabotuma. Zoyma listera. Zoyma listera. What's the zoyma listera? Use it for cooking. One side, you use like a little bit of a ladle. You draw the stuff that floats to the top. What do they call it? You draw the what?
To use for meat.
To draw the what? What are they drawing off the top? What do they call it? I forgot the name of it.
Fat.
Okay, fat. That's what they say?
No.
You're saying?
Just thinking of what my wife.
The other side is a mazlik, right? You skim off the fat. And the other side is a fork that to take out a good piece of meat from the cholent. So nitl kapi tall lost the spoon parts, me mishom the mazlik. Nitl mazlik lost the mazlik parts, me mishom kapo because you have the kapo. Okay, next. Chain shein shel ma'ader, the tooth of the ma'ader. Ma'ader, what is the ma'ader? Use this,
tiller.
What?
It says tiller.
A tiller, I like that word, tiller. Is a kli used to dig or to plow. One side is one big tooth, sharp, you stick into the ground, you dig, you till. Other side is what? What do they do the other side?
Prong.
A what?
A prong.
Prong, what do they do with it?
They
attached plowing instruments. Okay. Fine.
Turning over the soil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. Assemblage tool. Assemblage tool. All right. So either way, fine. Shear kulon, but all of them, the shear is gilasim lachtan. If one half breaks, you still have enough left of the pole to be able to do the other one. In other words, any of these tools. So half it broke, but I still have to have enough pole left to be able to do the other melacha. Fine. Weiter. Mishnah gimel charchor shenifgam. This is a metal kli that's used for hoeing, right? Yeah.
The hoe.
It has a sharp rim at the end, the hoe, yeah. Tum etch the rubai, it's still tum until most of it's gone. As long as most of it's there, it's still ra'i for use. It's mekabel tumah. Okay. Nishbar makufai, if you lose makufai, is the hole where you stick in the pole, tahar, because then you can't now use it. Kardum, if you have a, what's it called, a pickaxe? An axe. There's two parts, the splitting blade and the wide blade. Shnitel ushboi is the wide blade. Tamine beis pikuai, because you still have the splitting blade. Nitel beis pikuai, tamine beis pikuai, in the opposite. Nishmar kufai, but if you lose the place you put in the hole, tahar, it is tahar, because then you have nothing left. Okay. Got a treat today. Got a short one today. Shkoyach.
Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.